Hello, everybody. George here. I have just made what I have to believe to be a fantastic discovery. I was out with my friend Paul at Value Village. Actually, we just did one today. We usually run a circuit. But after we came out of this one, we just decided to go home because he said it best. He said, we've done enough damage for today. My living room will attest to that. Oh, the joys of being a pack rat. Honestly, I should explain what this is about. We ambled over there, saw a whole bunch of things and turntables and stuff like that, and then Paul's like, oh, George, take a look at this, you know, and he's leading me over. And he laid my hand on a big speaker, and I knew it was wood. Now, by big, I mean tall. Not hugely wide. They're probably... I wish I had a record album. I always use that for my foot measurement.
Sorry, guys.
No, everybody at Living Waters Cafe.
I didn't mean to
back it up here. Hold on a minute till I... Oh, have you got that? Okay,
yeah,
good.
Sorry.
We abound in booze, folks. Not a big deal. But I just had to talk about these. I used to remember the model number of these. They're realistic speakers, as in made by Radio Shack. And a few of you immediately are going to have different perceptions of what that means. Yes, Radio Shack made the TRS-80 computer, affectionately or not so affectionately known as the Trash-80. This is before that. This is about anywhere from 1978 to 1980. I think 80 was probably the last year of this particular run. I've heard of these. A friend of mine years ago, I think, had this same version and was trying to describe it to me. And I think I might have looked at it briefly. But that's the second one I've ever seen, ever. And I should put into perspective that my friend was known to come up with rare things. These have in them... They're a sealed box, first of all, so there's no porting or anything in there. It's pretty tight, pretty accurate. There's a tweeter on top. There are two 8-inch woofers in there. And amazingly enough, the suspensions are intact on these things. They're not all rotted away. And I hemmed and hawed a long time because they're over 3 feet tall, these things. They're heavy. They don't move easily. But they are built of real wood. Like there's a wood, that might be particle board underneath there, but it has honest veneer on it. It's not MacTac. And it's, I don't know, I think it's a wood grain color.
Yes, it is.
So it's real wood. Michelle can attest to that. They have a unique sort of cloth grill that has a sort of a fuzzy texture to it. Snaps in by way of... it's got pegs built into it, which friction fit into little holes in the cabinet. Now, the connections on these things are located right on the bottom of the cabinet, so the only way to hook them up to anything is to tilt the thing on its side or on its... turn it right upside down or... something, because they're not accessible otherwise, and they have feet on the bottom such that the cable can work underneath without being pinched. It has an RCA connect, so a female RCA, you would plug a male RCA connector into it, or two tiny screw terminals where you would just put the wire around it and then tighten it. I don't know the model number of these, I might have said that. I think they're a T100, but I'm not certain. That strikes me as an Optimus name. This is realistic. I think slightly before the Optimus. I'm going to have to do some research. Because I think the only thing that's left is a little round sticker that has a catalog number. If you happen to have a catalog that old, you could reference it. But the striking thing about these is I had a feeling that they would sound really good. I've heard other realistic stuff built from that era, and it's certainly above what they created later on, for the most part. It's just, the integrity is amazing. Without getting too technical, it's built to last. And I believe this one to be entirely original. It doesn't appear any of the components have been modified. I plugged it in, I turned it on, and got blown away. I'm certain there's audiophile speakers out there that could do better, and I can even tell you that there's a little coloration in the mid-range area. But we were listening to some Christian music off of the Galaxy radio, and the voices just seem to float out of the speaker. It's one speaker. I haven't even got the other one working. I've tested it enough to know that there's a tweeter issue, but not a big deal. I actually have been able to accrue some spare parts that will fit and match the crossovers.
I'm sitting maybe a foot and a half from the speaker, and George had it turned up pretty good, and I couldn't believe what I was hearing, because the mid-range isn't hurting me at all, and sometimes with some speakers it can.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. I can't believe it. I can't believe that such good sound is coming from the type of speaker that it is.
Yeah, realistic, their other flagship speaker was the Mach 1, which is sort of a different focus. It's kind of to give a simulation of a theater sound, I think, in the day. 15-inch woofer, horn tweeter, and then a big horn-style mid-range that ran across the whole top of it from right to left. But this was probably supposed to be a little sweeter sound. These are not efficient. And that may explain why, unfortunately, a lot of these were abused and burned out, is because people would turn them up trying to get them loud, when really they're designed to sound nice and sweet. Not a thunderous, huge bass that's going to shake your floor, but a very accurate one. Mid-range is nice and warm, and the tweet is much better than expected out of a paper cone. It's just, like I said, that voice comes right out of there, and it 8-inch woofer seems to be magical in that sense. So, I don't know. I'm going to have to figure out the model number of these, do some more testing, repair the other one, and then check out the imaging. I suspect it'll be spectacular. But I just had to share that with you people because I expected kind of good things out of them. But even I was surprised. And wondering for a moment if I'd done the right thing. Only cost me $26 for the pair of them. But given that the woodwork is in really good shape, and the drivers are as good as they are, holy cow. Anyways, I'll leave you with that. Take care, and thanks for listening. Bye for now. Okay, we have an update. My resourceful Michelle got on the internet and actually looked up the number that I'd suggested on a whim. These are, in fact, the T100s. I don't know if that's got a dash in there or not. I'd probably put T-100. And they're realistic. So if anybody wants to go and Google that and find out, I should look too and see what people are saying about them. But I can tell you they're honestly quite a good speaker. I've heard plenty. Certainly in their class, they'd be, I would say, exceptional. I can't share them because the scope of the iPhone microphone just isn't sufficient to pick up that kind of quality, and everybody's ears interpret things differently anyway, so either you'll have to take my word for it, or if you're lucky enough to witness a set of these in person. But I'm delighted. It's a rare find. And I'm so grateful. Anyways, take care. Bye for now, and thanks for listening.